Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Ashiana Housing Limited Q3 FY25 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Binay Sarda from EY. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thanks, Muskan. Welcome, everyone, and thanks for joining this Q3 FY25 earnings call for Ashiana Housing Limited. The results and the investor presentation have been mailed to you, and it is also available on the stock exchange. In case if you have not received the same, please write to us, and we'll be happy to send it over to you. To take us through the results for this quarter and answer your questions, we have today with us Mr. Varun Gupta, Whole-Time Director, and Mr. Vikash Dugar, CFO. We'll be starting the call with a brief overview of the company's performance of the quarter, and then we'll follow it up with a Q&A session. I would like to remind you that everything said on this call that reflects any outlook for the future, which may be construed as a forward-looking statement, must be viewed in conjunction with uncertainties and risks that they face. These uncertainties and risks are included but not limited to what we have mentioned in the prospectus filed with SEBI and subsequent annual reports, which you'll find on our website. With that said, I'll now hand over the call to Mr. Vikash Dugar. Over to you, sir.
Thank you, Binay. Good afternoon, everyone. I hope all of you and your families are keeping healthy. I welcome you to discuss the performance of the third quarter of FY25 for Ashiana Housing Limited. Thank you for joining us today. Area booked recorded at 6.77 lakh sq ft in third quarter of FY25, vis-à-vis 3.35 lakh sq ft in third quarter last year, and 7.29 lakh sq ft in the second quarter of FY25. Area booked in second quarter was higher due to launch of Ashiana Amara Phase 4 in Gurugram. We had very good bookings across projects this quarter. Value of area booked at 454.16 crores in the third quarter, vis-à-vis 672.54 crores in the second quarter of FY25. Total pre-sales for nine-month FY25 at around rupees 1,362.02 crores, vis-à-vis 935.68 crores for 9 months previous year, an upside of 45.56%. We constructed 5.19 lakh sq ft in the third quarter, vis-à-vis 4.77 lakh sq ft in Q3 FY24, vis-à-vis 6.01 lakh sq ft in the second quarter of current year. Quarter-on-quarter decline of 13.64%, majorly due to imposition of GRAP-related restrictions in Delhi NCR. Total construction for nine-month FY25 was 16.11 lakh sq ft, vis-à-vis 13.7 lakh sq ft in the same period last year. We continue to maintain our guidance of 2,000 crores of pre-sales in FY25. However, this will depend on the velocity of bookings in the launch of Ashiana Amara Phase 5 in the last quarter. On financials, as anticipated, our total revenues were higher for the quarter at 139.93 crores, vis-à-vis 59.53 crores in second quarter, reflecting project deliveries during the third quarter. Likewise, our PAT for Q3 FY25 stood at positive 10.88 crores. It was mainly driven by two new phase deliveries, Tarang Phase 4A in Bhiwadi and Umang Phase 6 in Jaipur. PAT also had a one-time impact of rupees 5 crores payout with respect to the GST matter of Trios Hotel. It has been shown as an exceptional line item in P&L. With deliveries expected in Anmol Phase 2 and Amantran Phase 3 in the last quarter, we are expecting a profitable Q4 FY25. Pre-tax operating cash flow recorded at 120.42 crores in Q3 FY25, vis-à-vis 78.18 crores in Q2 FY25. Pre-tax operating cash flows for nine-month ended FY25 at 273.53 crores. Cash flows continue to be healthy due to higher collections driven by better sales across projects. Third senior living project launched in Chennai by the name of Ashiana Sarang, located in Nemmeli. Apart from that, Ashiana Ekansh Phase 4 in Jaipur and Ashiana Amodh Phase 2 in Pune were also launched in Q3 FY25. On this note, I would like to conclude my remarks. We will now be happy to discuss any questions or suggestions that you may have. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Participants, let's press star and one to ask question. The first question is from the line of Rohit from iThought PMS. Please go ahead.
Hello. Hello.
Hi, Rohit.
Good afternoon, Varun. Good afternoon, Rohit. So, sir, just a couple of questions. So, sir, we had in the last call talked about potential land deal somewhere in Bangalore. So, any update on that, sir? That was my first question.
Okay. So, we have the deal is moving forward in Bangalore, there are some conditions, CPs, that the landlords need to get done on the land in terms of land approval. So once those are through, I think the deal will be through.
Any timeline on this, sir? I mean,
I'm hoping this quarter, but you know, they have issues, their regulatory nature issues. So sometimes it's not just on the landlord, it's also on the government. But I'm hoping this quarter we should be able to get through. If not this quarter, then next quarter, for sure.
Got it. And sir, from a general BD point of view, I mean, we've been saying that we will go slow given the elevated nature of the land prices. But if we sort of look at our land available, so it's down to around 25 lakh square feet now, so I'm removing Milakpur. So this is, of course, does not include Bangalore in this, if that closes. But just generally, if you can give us a sense on what is going to happen probably in this year, are there anything that can sort of fill it up back to, let's say, 40, 50 lakh that we were sort of saying that we will probably finish, refill whatever we are selling every year, sort of that kind of run rate. So if you can probably help us on that point.
So we have also disclosed an agreement that we have executed for a 20-acre parcel in Jaipur. Okay. So that agreement has been done. That would be another 20 lakhs plus square foot overall. That is not there in this because again, it's only in an agreement stage and we have not concluded and there are CPs for the landlord to perform. This was disclosed probably in the last quarter sometime. We would have given a special announcement to the stock exchange that this has happened. We are waiting for the the landlords to get some regulatory clearances there for us to move forward. And so that will add. And we are in talks for one more parcel of about 7 to 8 lakh square foot. And those talks are also ongoing. So there is a thing. And over and above that 25 lakh square foot, we have about 50 odd lakh square foot to launch in existing projects as well.
Right.
48 lakhs. So there is some, you know, we still have 3 years worth of stock. It's not completely off, right? So I thought I'll just clarify that as well.
No, fair. No, I mean, I was just trying to say that, I mean, 40, I mean, let's say 50 and 25, 75, and then another, so I was not aware about this Jaipur. So Jaipur and Bangalore, if they close, that would be incremental 20 lakh feet?
No, so Bangalore would be incremental probably between 10 and 12, and Jaipur would be about 20 plus only.
And this 7, 8 lakh, which you said, is also which we are pursuing, that's also in Jaipur or?
No, this is elsewhere. Yeah. This is a senior living project elsewhere. But again, very early stages, I'm hoping that we can close.
Right. And sir, Amara has been launched this quarter?
Amara Phase 5 has not been launched. We have we should be launching in 2 weeks, for 2 weekends from now, probably.
2 weekends, okay. And sir, any I mean, what are you hearing on the ground in the micro market that you are in there in Gurgaon?
In Gurgaon, so yeah. Markets are softer than what they were probably 8-9 months ago. Okay, but that said, we're not. It is so we are positive that we should get a good launch. To me, let me put this way, markets are more normal. They're not weak, but right. The extraordinary exuberance that the market had probably 9 months ago, that is not there anymore. And which is fair. You know, normal markets are probably the best places to be in. Exuberance on either sides is not very good. So I think the market is in a good space. But we'll get to know how the launch goes in 7-8 days. Yeah, we start, and then probably in a month we'll know how things are actually with real evidence.
Right. So, Nishkuha 2,000 crores is fairly contingent on that, right? I mean, Amara.
It is contingent on that. It is contingent on how that goes. Yes, absolutely.
And so, just one last question. I mean. Any early thoughts on how the next year would be in terms of launches and anything on pre-sale that you would like to sort of share?
So we do our planning in early March. Right. So that's so mid-March, that's where we will exactly plan. I hope to do is get some new projects going. So we have Aroham in Gurgaon, we have another land in Jaisingpura and Jaipur, we have this Jamshedpur parcel. The objective of the company would be to get all these three projects launched in the next financial year, and maybe at least one of the three that we hope to take up this year that we are in talks of, that we have spoken, Bangalore, Jaipur and one more. So try and get one more of those launched in the next financial year.
Important. I'll join back in the queue. Thank you.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants, you may press star and one to ask question. The next question is from the line of Himanshu Upadhyay from Bugle Rock PMS. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Good afternoon. I had a question about what we have written in annual report, okay, on page 46. Where we have spoken about acquiring 7 to 8 million square feet in next 5 years and expecting sales of 11 to 12,000 crore and profits of 2,000 crore.
Yeah,
what it effectively leads to 18-19% of PAT margins and again nearly 30% of EBITDA margins. Okay.
Yeah.
Generally, we have seen some of such high margins are only when price of land is increasing and sales value per square feet is also improving. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Are we assuming that such a the prices are continuing or will continue to rise in near future, and the sales velocity will remain good?
Okay. So, Himanshu, the assumptions are that we will consume the entire stock that we have right now within the next 5 years. So this about, we have some 11 lakh square foot of unsold stock in the ongoing projects, about 48 lakh square foot in future phases of, and about 25 lakh square foot of land bank. And we are assuming by 2030 we should consume all of this. And that consumption is what we will report as the revenues, probably including the ongoing projects. Two things have happened. One, operating leverage is kicking in, so margins are improving. If you can see, we are giving a sense of also how future revenue, delivery revenue would look like. And we see an increasing trend next year, 1300 plus, the year after that 1700 plus, and the year after that again 1700 plus as compared to the revenues now. And fixed costs will not improve, increase. So an operating leverage will kick in terms of margin improvement. And second thing is, a lot of that increasing land prices and apartment prices have already happened. Some of the projects that we have, we picked up in great times in 2021, in 2022. Those projects, as in when they kick in, you know, we will have good margins on those projects as they are expected. So I think that increase in margin profile should happen in that, because of that. So we are not factoring in significant price increases going forward in the future projects. We are assuming that, you know, now prices maybe will probably inch up as per inflation and not anything more than inflation at this point of time. But these projects we have already seen that kind of change. Like, you know, Ashiana Amara, what we had assumed when we picked up the land price and what we are selling at is very different, which is a large kicker. Similarly, in Ashiana Ekansh or 144 or Swarang or Amod, in all of these projects we have seen Vatsalya price increases. We have also improved our mix to moving more and more to senior living. We expect to enjoy better margins in senior living because it's a more specialized product which has taken a lot of time for us to refine. So we have suffered earlier, but now we see improvements there. So there is a whole host of things that is playing out, and I expect to average high teen margins on the PAT level over the next 5 years, and that is that we definitely expect to happen.
What the price depreciation which has happened, that in the traditional land what we had, okay, so that is giving us the confidence that we should get that much margin.
Yes,
that is the
understanding.
Yes. Okay. And yeah. One thing, what we are we seeing in footfalls or leads getting generated reduce, or the conversion of leads is taking more time, and or the prices are people are more negotiative in the market? When you say that the market is much more stable, at least in Gurgaon and northern India, so can you give
not in northern India, in Gurgaon only, Manchu, across the board. Otherwise, if you look at the last quarter, we had secular sales across projects. This was a quarter which is not very heavily, like if you look at Gurgaon's contribution in Q2, excluding Gurgaon, we had done probably about 4,30,000 odd square foot, 4,35,000 square foot. This year, excluding Gurgaon, we have done 5.5 lakh square foot. And that 5.5 lakh square foot is more than all of Q1, which was 4,40,000 square foot, and no Gurgaon in that in Q1. And so if you look at what is happening, I think in general markets are robust and continue to do well. Only in Gurgaon, where I think the markets are a little bit more stable, closing rates are a little lower, visits are a little lower, but it isn't a weak market. We are seeing that in Gurgaon, it's more normal because Gurgaon was in a different exuberance 9 months ago, which none of the other parts of the country were in. Okay, so I think Gurgaon is normalized to how other parts of the country are behaving in general, whichever way we see it. So that is what I meant.
Okay. And this Ashiana Aroham, yes. Can we expect launch in Q1 FY26?
No, it will go to Q2 or Q3 of the next financial year. Some last minute regulatory changes happened by which we have gone back on the drawing board of our building plans, and therefore we'll take some more time to get regulatory clearances than we expected.
Okay, so has there been change in FSI rules or has just...
No, some it doesn't impact all projects, but we had designed the project in a certain form or fashion and regulation around that specific design changed. So there are no changes in FSI.
Okay. Yeah, thank you from my side.
Thank you, Vanshu.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants, you may press star and one to ask question. The next question is from the line of Saket Shah from RVS Advisors. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Am I audible?
Yes.
Yes, you are, Saket.
So I wanted to ask, what will be the quarter two numbers you can foresee for the FY25 ending?
Can you repeat that, Saket, please?
For the January, February, March 2025, what numbers will we can foresee in terms of revenue and in terms of EBITDA margin?
Okay, so we don't give out EBITDA
roughly,
margin.
Roughly revenue, what will we expecting rough revenue or EBITDA in terms of quarter four?
Roughly we disclose expected revenues in slide 15 of our deck, if you have a look at that, and we should land up around 550 odd crores for the year, maybe including other income, 575 crores for the year. So you're looking at about a 300 crore revenue to be reported for the last quarter.
Achha, 300 crores would be reported for the last quarter of this month.
Yeah, that's what we're expecting. We need to deliver a couple of projects. They are in OC stages. There are two big projects getting delivered, Anmol in Gurgaon and Amantran in Jaipur. And Ashiana Anmol in Gurgaon, we are in stages of OC, so OC should come in. They're complete in terms of development and construction. As soon as OC comes in, we deliver. So we are waiting on that. Amantran, even I think we are ready to deliver all stock. So that's what we're expecting. However, Q4 is going to be very, very muted on margins, largely because Ashiana Anmol phase 2 is effectively on after selling cost, effectively very low margin or no margin at all kind of a project, which has hangover from the over or last cycle highs. I think it's one of the few projects that we are still left with, which still have some drag on the balance sheet for us. So that and Ashiana Amantran also are not very heavy in margin, so we expect margins to be very muted in FY25. However, with FY26, as I was talking to Manshu earlier, FY26 onwards, we expect the game to start changing significantly as we have better margin projects getting delivered FY26 onwards.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Rohit from iThought PMS. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the follow-up. Just again, two, three questions. So one was, sir, I think, we had in the last call mentioned that I think this was also discussed just a while back about this 2,000 crore cumulative profit that you are hopeful of over the next 5 years over FY13. So if I see in your slide that you've already sold, like you have inventory, I mean, you've launched projects worth 5,500 crores, and of which you've like sold close to 4,400 crores, which will get sort of recognized over the next 3 years, including this year, right? So next 4 years rather, including FY 2025. So sir, from here on, right, so to get the incremental like 5,000-6,000 crores of projects to be launched, I mean, to sell them and then recognize them in the ensuing 4 years, I mean, wouldn't FY 2026 be very heavy in terms of launches?
Well, so to me, if we need to launch all the three projects outside of Milakpur that is in our future project list, which is Aroham, Amaya, and Jaisingpura, and we need to get one of the three projects that we are in talks with. If we get those in the next financial year, I think we'll be on track.
So existing three plus one of the ones that you either Jaipur or Bangalore.
Yeah. If we get that, we'll be good.
So this year, that should be one thing we should keep tracking in terms of launches. So the existing three ones that you said, right, excluding Milakpur, so any timelines on the launches? Will it be H1 or H2, like any thoughts?
They should be H2, early H2. So then we'll get about 4.5 years to get them in. So we'll have enough time to get them in there.
Okay. And sir, the other question was, sir, in terms of like last quarter, I think you mentioned that this year profitability on a reported basis will be very similar to what last year was. So I mean, which would essentially make.
Yeah. Sorry, I'll just cut you if there was a. We did guide on that. And so one particular project, which is Ashiana Advik Phase 1, which was to deliver bulk of the profits, okay? Even though it's low on revenue, it's a very high GP margin project. Historically, we are missing the delivery period by a quarter there. So it was to come in Q4. It's gone to Q1 of next year. So some of things were under our control. We executed, but this year, the GRAP regulations in NCR were heightened. Basically, the threshold of pollution where they stopped construction was reduced, and we lost probably 20-25 extra days in the construction period because of it this year than our estimates. And that which we were expecting in March has now gone to May. So.
Understood.
So unfortunately, that's what's happened.
So basically, next year, in terms of delivery, there will be a bunching up that will happen, maybe not so much on the revenue side, but more on the profitability side.
Yes, there would be a little bit of bunching up, yes.
Understood. Okay. And sir, I mean, you don't have anything major in terms of unsold inventory. Only I can see just two projects which out of this 2.65 lakh sq ft, one in Bhiwadi and one in Jaipur. So I mean, in terms of the sell-through rate, by when do you think these two will get over? So Surbhi, I'm saying, I'm talking about Surbhi and Bhiwadi and Umang, the Phase 2, 5, and 6. It's not very high, but just wanted to get because those two are like 50% unsold inventory, which is very low, but just wanted to get your sense.
Yeah. So one thing, yeah. So Umang, we continue to sell. I think Umang will get done in the first half of the next financial year, maybe the full financial year. That's the large context. Utsav Lavasa, I don't have any comment on. And the third one being Surbhi. So Surbhi, so the way we have set up a sort of a crack team in Bhiwadi to get going with a lot of ready unsold stock. And they were targeting Ashiana Town. Ashiana Town has now basically now we've cleared. It was our heaviest piece. So they had gone after that first. Now, with that done, that team will move to Surbhi. and they're probably going to get active. So first quarter of next year is when we start getting to get a sense of whether we are able to get results. If our strategy works and should be in the first quarter of next year, then we'll be done in the next financial year. If the strategy does not work, go back to the drawing board and find something else in the quarter after that. I think that's where we are at in Surbhi.
Got it, sir. Okay. That is it from my side, sir. Thank you very much and all the very best for coming here.
Thank you, Rohit. Yeah.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants, you may press star and one to ask question. The next question is from the line of Rahul Jain, an individual investor. Please go ahead. Hello, Mr. Rahul, you can go with the question, please. Hello, Mr. Rahul. Is there no response from the participants? We'll move to the next. A reminder to all participants, you may press star and one to ask questions. Participants may press star and one to ask question. The next question is from the line of Nitin Khandelwal, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Hi, Nitin.
Hi, sir. So I just wanted to ask, what labor area in Amara has increased by around 1 lakh sq ft in this quarter's presentation compared to last? So, like, are you adding an extra tower or is it commercial?
There was a calculation error in the way the totaling was done. Some parts of the area were missed out in our failing chart, which we sort of review internally. And so it was an error that was corrected because our phasing plans were revised.
Oh, okay, so it will be 5.3 lakhs worth.
Yes.
That one will be the correct.
Yes.
Thank you,
Nitin.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants, you may press star and one to ask question. Is there no further questions from the participants? I now hand the conference over to the management for closing comments. Over to you, sir.
We would like to thank all of you for being on this call and being so patient with all the questions and answers. If we were unable to take any questions, please feel free to write to us directly or reach out to us directly. And with that, we would like to conclude the call. A lot of the material we have spoken about is posted on our website. And you can also email your queries for any further clarification. Thank you once again for taking the time to join us on this call. Thank you.
Thank you. On behalf of Ashiana Housing Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.